Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper, who be been the keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper, see we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace. What up, family? We are back. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotel Habari Ghani. Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Montoy, a.k.a. Mufasa Rock.
And we are Collective Minds Radio, family. We are back again in the building. Building with the family, you know, a collective minds. We ain't all got to think alike, but we all got to think. Your family, thanks for joining us. You know, another week. Hopefully we can share some interesting conversation with the family, hopefully to get people thinking, hopefully to get people's week started right. So, yeah, we here. Make sure y'all hit us up. You know what I mean? Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. And we appreciate all the callers and all the opinions that come through. You feel me? So before we get started, like we always do, Queen Rigel, how was your week? And do you have any announcements for the family?
I had a great week. Still productive, still moving forward, no complaints, still thankful. And that's my only announcement.
All right, yes, indeed. That sounds like a good week to me. And a brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? And do you got any announcements for us?
Yes, sir. I had a good week. My announcement is that next week on the 14th, I want to say, November the 14th, across the country, Nation of Islam Mosque will open up again to the public. So I am glad to be able to be there and ready to accept anybody who wants to come in. You know, come on in. The doors to the church is open. Come visit the local mosque in your city. And we'll be glad to have you. It's been almost 2 years since we've been able to open the doors to the public. So, yeah, come visit your brothers and sisters.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's a beautiful thing. No, I don't have any announcements. You know what I'm saying? It is Scorpio season. So, you know, shout out to all the Scorpios. In case you forgot or didn't remember, we also had Daylight Savings Time. Is that what they call it? I know it happens two times a year. I thought they both called Daylight Savings or what? I don't know.
That's what they call it.
Okay.
Fall
so,
back,
yeah, so
spring.
Daylight
forward.
Savings Time. Fall back. Exactly. Fall back, spring forward. So, you know, the time went back, as they say. And, yeah, so just make sure you set your clocks. Make sure you got, you know, all your appointments together. And we here, we going into the fall season, you know, Thanksgiving, Columbus Day, whatever the Indigenous Peoples Day, you know, that is coming up on us. You know what I'm saying? We going into what they call the holiday season and whatnot for those that, you know, may partake in that. But if you don't, we here, we family, we got you, we all good. So we appreciate everybody joining us once again. What up?
I was going to say, with this Daylight Savings Time, you know, I was just talking to someone yesterday, Because, you know, it's, everybody don't participate in daylight savings time. You know, some people, you got other countries that don't participate in it. I want to say it's probably only like 14 that do. And so, over studies and stuff, they determine that it kind of create issues in a sense. Psychologically, you have more suicides, car accidents, more crime.
Mm.
This time is the holiday season. It gets dark earlier.
Right.
It breeds all these these different things. So, you know, it's just something to think about. I just thought that was pretty interesting. But, you know, maybe at some point we don't deal, you know, we don't have to deal with it any longer, you know. But right now, you know, some do, some don't. It's just all a choice, I reckon.
That's
but, hey, I just want to say
that
out there.
Interesting. Right, and good. That's interesting you say that, too, because it's interesting because I guess it occurs every year right after Halloween. And, you know, like all of these holidays and dates and all these things, you know, people might think they random, but they're not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They are strategic. They are on specific dates when things line up in the stars and, you know, celestial events. So, you know, none of this stuff is random. You know what I'm saying? And, with the daylight savings time, it's like I think one of the ways that we are trapped in this society is the way we use time. You know what I'm saying? The time is a big thing, and we all on the same clock. And if you think about it, we all on the Gregorian calendar time, which is based off what? Jesus' birthday. So even if you're not a Christian, you are still abiding to the time clock based off so-called, you know, Jesus' birthday. And I think once we, you know, one of the things that we can do to break away from this system that got us on lockdown is to come up with a new time system. Because honestly, instead of 12 months, it should be, you know, not to get off into a rant, but instead of 12 months, if we want to go by the moon cycle, you know, it's 13 new moons a year at 28 days per month. You know what I'm saying? So if we was to base it off that, the way the rhythmic of the moon go, we have 13 months in a year with 28 days per month. You know what I'm saying? But that's a whole nother thing. But in my opinion, I think one of the things that has us locked down is we're on the Gregorian calendar, which is a Roman emperor who implemented, you know, the calendar system that we have today, and we still on that time. And that's one of the things that got people locked down, but I digress, you feel me? I digress. But family, make sure y'all hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. You know, we'll get into open discussion, things that have been going on this week. It's been a lot going on. I usually defer to my other host, but I got to bring this up, and then I'm going to let y'all go in.
Facts.
Did y'all see the Kanye West interview that dropped on Drink Champs? I think they debuted it at night. I want to say maybe third Wednesday or Thursday night. The Kanye West did an interview on Drink Champs, and that mug went viral immediately. And he was going in. He was, you know, classic Kanye, going in, thoughts all over the place. People was like, now people are saying that because he got a lot of flack from, you know, the Trump thing and wearing the MAGA hat, and people saying he was crazy when he was running for president and he broke down. But after this interview, a lot of people are saying, no, I don't think he's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as something off the wall, but as far as him being a genius, you know, there's some craziness there. He's like just as crazy as anybody else. We all got our little thing or you, what have you, but I don't think he's off like that. I think he makes a lot of good points, but just in the interview, I'm gonna just say this. You know, some of the noteworthy things that I took away from it, the man said he's worth $9 billion, not million, He said he's worth $9 billion with a B, right? And he says he wants to put himself, a person, Kanye West, on the stock market and do an IPO on himself and raise $1 trillion. And then he said he wants to do a UBI, which is universal basic income, and give everybody $100,000. So, you know, there's some other things he talked about, but I just want to get y'all opinion on that. Now, what do y'all think about, you know, because he has $9 billion. If he has $9 billion, $100,000 can go to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? What do y'all think about the man saying that he wants to IPO himself, raise $1 trillion, and give everybody $100K? You know, what y'all think about that? Do y'all with? Because that's kind of like socialism. A lot of people be like, no, I don't want socialism, this and that. But I want to ask my other host, Queen Rigel and Brother Mufasa, what do y'all think about that?
I mean, you can call it what you want, but I think that speaks to a good heart, you know, and compassion for people. So I think his intent is good. Now, only thing just with being human nature, you just have to be careful because, you know, the spirit is willing, but sometimes the flesh is weak. So sometimes we can start off with great intentions. As long as he stay focused on doing good, then, you know, you can call it what you want. You know, I think it seems to me, because I've never been the one to really, you know, talk and go in on Kanye. I've always been a Kanye fan. He never struck me as being a crazy lunatic. I always felt like he was misunderstood. So I'm with him, you know. And if he wants to do that, I think that says more about his heart and his character than anything. He recognizes that there's suffering in the world. Unfortunately, people suffering do stems from, you know, being just having lack of things, you know. So I just think that he's trying to do something great for people. I'm with him. So, I mean, and I did see the interview. I watched the whole thing and was actually, I had even started it over to watch it a second time. I didn't finish it the second time, but I'm a Kanye fan. I always have been. I never considered him to be crazy. I just think he's misunderstood.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Our brother Mufasa, did you see the interview and what you think about, you know, some of the things he was saying?
Yeah, I got a chance to see a few minutes of it, maybe about 30, 40 minutes of it, so I haven't finished it. I'm also a fan of Kanye. I don't think he's crazy. I think he's a genius and a man who's made billions. I mean, what can you say? I mean, if you're going to be crazy, let me be a crazy billionaire. But I don't have any problems with Kanye. I'm with it.
Right.
That idea of him being making himself an IPO. I think that's another brilliant idea if he could pull it off. So I'm looking forward to going back and finish listening to the rest of the interview, because I know, like you said, Kanye said some things that I'm sure rub people the wrong way, and people wonder what's their opinion on some stuff. So, yeah, I want to check it out in its entirety. One reason I didn't finish it was because a couple of days before that Kanye interview dropped, Rick Ross had dropped one on Revolt TV also. I don't know if you got a chance to see that one.
No, I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, go back and check that one out too. I'll send it to you, but it's on Revolt TV where they sat down and he talked about finance.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, Mufasa, but let me ask you this. Is this related to, in any way, his album that he just dropped? I saw one of his, I saw his new album cover that was released, I believe, Friday. Is this centered around that? Do you know of?
Well, the interview?
What was the question?
Is the interview centered around?
Around him dropping his new project that he had, because I know he released his album cover Friday, and unfortunately, I'm a Rick Ross fan too, but this album cover made me feel a certain kind of way.
Okay, well, no,
you're talking about Ross.
Yes.
Yeah, Rick Ross. Yeah, the interview wasn't based nothing around music, and that's why I think y'all enjoyed it. It was based off of finances, and where he kind of opened up his portfolio and, you know, talked about some of his investments, how he got to where he's at now. You saw a little bit more of that home that he got from Evander Holyfield. He went into how he is using that home to generate more income. So it was solely based around finances. So, check that one out if you haven't seen it, too. So I had watched that one, and then I segued into the Kanye. So that's why I didn't finish Kanye. So I got to go back and finish that one and finish listening to that. But, yeah, it was a good interview that he put down, that Rick Ross did with them going into finance and discussing the things that, you know, put him on. You know, he's another smart guy.
And
from the sounds of things, him and his family gonna have the bag for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. Shout out to Ross. I did see that, and that is on the watch list to check out. You know, I did see that interview. He did that with, I think, the Earn Your Leisure guys, which is another good platform. You know, that talk about investing and, you know, getting your bag up and finance and all that type of stuff. So, shout out to them for that. You know,
I'm so glad to see like we talk about with Kanye and Ross and Master P. Man, it's a breath of fresh air to see these young brothers investing their money and not just blowing it on stupid stuff. Like, they're investing in the things, and they creating generational wealth. And I'm really excited to see that.
Right. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. And, just one more note on the Kanye interview. He went in on John Legend and Big Sean because he said basically that they, you know, I'm paraphrasing, that they turned his back on them. And he said John Legend would do anything them Democrats tell him to do. You know what I'm saying? He was like, these cats are scared. You know, when the push came to shove and he was going through his moment, he was running for president and whatnot. He was like, he put them cats on. You know, he was like, Big Sean, I know his mama. You know, I signed this man. I put him on. He said he put John Legend on, gave him millions of dollars. And they publicly disowned the man that put him on. You know what I'm saying? And he felt some type of way about it. And, you know, I thought that was interesting because a lot of these black celebrities do be throwing on their cape for the Democrats. And if they don't see the game that the Democrats are playing by now, they may just be gone forever. You know what I'm saying? Like Rick Ross say, rich forever. Some of these black celebrities are gone forever. It's just what it is. Because the Democrats are exposing themselves. They had their little midterm, a little election, and they got their butts whooped in a lot of the elections across the country that happened you know, this past Tuesday or whatnot. And if black people don't see the games that these Democrats are playing and they're using these black celebrities to further trick black people into believing the Democrats got their back, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a problem. You know what I'm saying? So I like that Kanye called them out. He said they scared, they bug dance. Well, he didn't say bug dancing, but he was like they scared. And they'll do anything them Democrats tell them to do for a couple, you know, for a couple dollars or whatnot. And that's true. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it just amazes me that we still going for the same tricks and thinking the Democrats are our friends and the Republicans are our enemies. 'Cause to me, they both are our enemies, but I think we can use one party better than we can use the other. And I think it's time, like I said before, the Democrats need to just crash and burn, because I can deal with the Republicans because you pretty much know where they stand. The Democrats, they come around faking, smiling, telling us how bad we got it, but then they go give money and resources to other folks and bring in these other folks to undermine us. So, I mean, the game is being shown to us, like why black people can't see.
Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting. Now, I'm done.
You say
so
what?
You can call it what you want to.
You
I said
up,
if Kanye
bro.
Run for president, if he run for president in, what, 2024, I will vote for Kanye. I'm just putting that out there. So you can – I'll take all the backlash or whatever you want to do, but I will vote for Kanye over any Republican or Democrat. And I'm standing on that for now. You feel me? But
go ahead,
I digress. Okay. You feel me?
Hey, you know, I'm glad you ready to back somebody, but be ready if my boy Trump get back on the scene.
Yeah, I think Trump definitely, yeah, he probably go run again, and he has a good chance because the way Biden's stinking it up, Biden's a lame duck president already. He's a lame duck, and the way he's stinking it up, he's making the Democrats look bad, and I don't think it may not be no coming back from this presidency. You know.
I sent y'all that link to Trump's interview. I don't know if y'all got a chance to watch. He did an interview on Fox News about a week ago where he basically, you know, went in on Joe Biden and the administration. And everything he was laying out was facts of how they destroyed the economy, how he basically had it up there as an alley-oop to come on and, you know, do good. He's like, you know, I don't really care about the guy, but I love the country, so I wanted to see him do good. He talked about how the border was wide. He talked about the gas prices, how that's ridiculous, and that's because of Joe Biden. He also went in to say that, yes, he helped to, you know, initiate the vaccine stuff, but there's no way that he would have put a mandate on it. It came out of his mouth.
So, like I say,
Trump, that's my cat, too. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happened in 2024.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because
yes, sir.
Now, what they could strategize and do, Trump and Kanye can strategize and work together as a team, because they are still campaigning to try their best to tarnish Trump's name. It was just something they had a program on CNN last night, out of plenty of others that they have, still trying to make it seem like it's his fault for everything, you know. They say everybody that have chosen and made a conscious decision to not want to take the vaccine, they're saying that it's Trump's fault. It's Trump that gave everybody that idea. So they're making it seem like it's Trump's fault that nobody wants to, that the people that don't want to take it is not taking it. And I just think that's ridiculous, that they're steady trying to make him out to be painted as this bad guy. So it could be in their favor if they kind of work together, you know. But I don't know how it's going to happen. But I think that would be something that they should both consider, to try to work together. Instead of running against each other, they should team up and try to work together.
Right.
Yeah,
like
maybe Kanye can be vice
president. Yeah,
they got to do it. I just think they'll do better working together than dividing the votes up.
Because I don't think Trump messing with Pence no more. What y'all think?
No.
Trump ain't messing with Pence
done.
No more.
No, he ain't messing with him. He basically said, like, he's a coward.
Right.
He's a coward. For what he did, he had the power to, you know, put a hold on some stuff, you know, a hold on that election process crap, and he powered down.
Hey, guys, Pence is Donald Trump's John Legend.
Right. Exactly.
And you know, look, I like Pence because Pence was doing good up until, like I say, when the pot really got hot, he couldn't take the heat. It was like it just got too hot for him. He had to jump up out that hot water. But for all them 4 years, Pence was right there, handling business, speaking well, you know, helping Trump to get things accomplished. You know, killed it in the debate, in my opinion. Killed Kamala in the debate. But, man, when it got hot, boy, Pence was like, shoot, I'm out of here. I can't take this. This is too much. When they stormed their Capitol and all that, he like, nah,
right.
I can't do this. I'm scared they might try to take me out. So he punked out.
I don't think he smoked Kamala, though. But, hey, it is what it is.
Yep. So, look, now, did y'all know that, you know, they did the federal mandate to, you know, for companies to do the vaccine? You know, if companies had over 100 employees, they tried to come with the mandate where you would have to take the vaccine or get weekly tests by January 4th. But now, Federal Circuit Courts put a block on that mandate, basically because they was getting a lot of lawsuits. And I think that's a great thing, you know what I'm saying, because how are you going to force people to get this vaccine? Again, you're forcing people to get this vaccine and put some foreign substance in their body where you can still get the COVID and you can still spread it. So what is the point, family? Make it make sense. It's not a cure. It's not even a vaccine, actually, because a vaccine should actually prohibit you from getting the said disease or the said virus, whatever it is. So it's not really a vaccine. It's just a shot. You know what I'm saying? But that is good news.
It's an immune booster. It just boosts up your immune system or something like that.
I don't even know if it do that, because to me it may weaken it. You know what I'm saying? Because of what I'm hearing with complications and people having, it could weaken it. You know what I'm saying? But that is good news on the horizon. They have halted the mandate because they got a lot of lawsuits coming down. And so we're going to see how it play out. You know what I'm saying? They are getting a lot of pushback trying to mandate these vaccines. I think they should just, you know, in my opinion, just let the thing play out how it play out. If people want to get the vaccine, they can get the vaccine. If people don't want to get the vaccine, they should not have to get the vaccine, period.
Nope.
I'm not keeping up with deaths. I don't watch the news. So how are the deaths doing? Are the deaths going up, down? Like, what's going on? According to what they're reporting, I'm not sure. What's happening?
They don't even talk about the death rates anymore. So to me, that leads me to believe that it's not much there. That you may hear one or two cases here or there, barely, but it's nothing of real significance from what I see. So that just
They don't need to talk about that no more.
They don't need to
talk about that no more, because in their minds they're gonna force us to take it. So they're still trying to screw you to take it. Now they have moved on from screwing you to get it to forcing you. That's what they're trying to do now. So they done with the scare tactics and talking about people are dying left and right. They done with that.
Right. Okay, well, yeah, man, so that's good news on the horizon for those of us, you know, who, you know, we're just taking our time. People are being cautious. People are being, you know, want to do their due diligence, want to get more information, and I don't feel like, you know, we should be forced to get the vaccine, you know, but you know, we'll see how that plays out.
First responders that's losing their jobs. Like, if this, I see no way for this cat to get reelected. I mean, responders, come on, man. You got people in hospitals, like, who don't want to take this. I got a buddy. I don't know. I might have told y'all this last week, but I got a buddy who works for Pfizer. Did I tell y'all that story?
I'm not sure. Let's hear it, though. Let's hear it.
I got a buddy who works for Pfizer. And I asked him, I said, so let me ask you, did you get vaccinated? He was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I figured you did since you work for Pfizer. He was like, yeah, but I didn't get that shot. And I was like, what? I'm like, you work for Pfizer. Why you didn't take, I mean, that's your company. He was like, man. He's like, I don't trust that. He says, engineers that work here that do not trust the shot.
Exactly.
And who are not getting it. These are people who work for Pfizer. He told me
exactly.
He went and got Johnson & Johnson. Now, check this out. Let's think about this. We was told Johnson & Johnson was the worst one to take.
Right.
But this man who works for Pfizer preferred to get Johnson & Johnson over to Pfizer.
Oh, wow.
So that just really solidified to me, like, I don't want none of that stuff.
Yeah, I'm so confused. Yeah, I don't either, man. I'm confused with that one. Yeah,
engineers that work for the company don't trust their own product. That's you know what's up right there. And
yeah.
And check this out. I was one who, at my employer, they're forcing me to do weekly testing. They finally caught me because I was ducking and dodging. Like, I was supposed to get it a couple weeks ago. They finally, you know, clamped me down and caught up with me to go take the test. So I was like, all right, screw it. I had talked with some family. You know, my mother was like, well, you know, just go ahead and take it. We've been fighting them left and right over this stuff. Just go ahead and get tested. So, still, I didn't want to get the test. But I went on ahead and got it. So, you know, they stick this thing up my nose, and I feel this little tingling or whatever. I mean, it didn't hurt, but it wasn't really comfortable. I didn't like it, you know.
Right.
It was irritating. But I was like, ew.
Right.
I'm like, there's no way y'all finna do this to me every week. I'm telling you, that's not going to happen. It ain't happening.
Right.
I'm not going to do that every week. And
then
hearing people say, I had another friend told me at their job, they want them to get it every 3 days. Tested.
Oh, no. No, fam.
Now, and I'll say
this
one last thing, which I just read this today, which has upset me. I'm reading in the Final Call newspaper, and I just read you just a little paragraph written, a small one, about the testing. It just so happened, like I said, I just got tested, and here it is, I read this. Let's see, COVID-19 PCR test. A companion weapon to the vaccine in the era of biological warfare against the original people. If you know what the original people is, it's black man, woman, and America. Now listen, it says beyond the manufactured case numbers, the test itself is deadly. The sensitive swabs are all sterilized with ethylene oxide, a cancer-causing substance. I'm like, what?
Bro. Yes. I mean, look, the people that I know that have taken the test and didn't have COVID, they told me that they came down with symptoms. At least three people that I know that had the test, no symptoms. The test came back negative on one of the people and two came back positive. But they started having symptoms after they took the test. Runny nose, congestion, you know, just a funny feeling in your nose. Like you say, they stick away up your nose. So, no, fam, like, this is my thing. I'm not against the testing per se, but I'm against the method. You mean to tell me you got to stick this thing way up my nose? When have we ever seen this for any type of testing? When I first seen that they was testing people by sticking the thing way up their nose, damn near to their brain, no, fam. I'm not like, that's not, it has to be another way that you can test for this particular virus. And that method, I'm just not with. You know what I'm saying? It just don't even feel right. Like you say, to get the little tingling, you could just tell if you ever stuck something up your nose on accident or like a straw, you know, anything. You know that feeling is not comfortable. So you trying to stick a Q-tip, a swab or something up my nose, and no, fam, that's not what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's just, no, I'm not with it. I am not. You got to do that every week or every 3 days? No, fam, it has to be another way. This is how I know they up to some bull. You know,
yeah,
when I seen that, I said they up.
They're
going to
be chasing me down from the duration. I'm not getting it done unless they, you know, they really got to put the clamps down on me. Because, brother Mufasa,
eventually you're going to come back positive.
Oh, yeah. I told them that. I told them before they even test me. I said, look, I'm going to let y'all know now. It's only a matter of time before y'all test me. And it's going to be positive. It's going to say I'm positive, whether it's false or whatever. If it's the truth,
exactly.
Or it might not be. I said, but I already know it's going to say I'm positive, and you're going to have to send me home for 2 weeks. So, hey,
yep.
I'll be waiting on my paid vacation.
Yep, exactly.
I thought they said that if you don't take the vaccine, you don't get a paid vacation if you come down with it.
Well, on my end, I have to use my PTO time, so it'll be just like I put in for vacation.
Okay.
But no, you don't get government. Right. You don't get that government pay no more. You don't get that. But you know, usually when I'm taking vacation, I have to submit it and you know wait on their approval. Well, if I catch this, they're gonna straight up tell me, you know, you're out of here, because my supervisor just went through the same thing. Everybody in my department has been vaccinated but me. And my director, not my supervisor, my director, he caught COVID. He was going in for a surgery a couple weeks ago. In order to do the surgery, they had to test you. And he took the test, and he came back. He was positive. So he had to stay at home for 10 days.
and of course,
I caught heat because I was laughing. Because the first thing I said to the whole department, because everybody was nervous, like, oh, my God. We all might be sick. We all might need to quarantine. I was like, no, y'all good. Y'all all be vaccinated.
Yeah,
y'all
you got
fine.
The shot, exactly.
Yeah.
What are you worried about?
They hated that. They was like, here you go with this. So it's sad.
Nah,
it's really
real.
So sad how people just cower down. And I think I told y'all this before, too, because they got mad at me at the job because I said, what's next? I said, what's next? When the government tell you, the next thing they got to do is put a dildo up around them. I guess you just do that too, huh? And they're like, so you going too far. I'm saying, but I'm like, look, y'all just doing, you just easily fold to a little bit of pressure because somebody put a little bit of pressure on you to do something that you're not comfortable with. So, yeah, that might be next. They might tell you the next test is to put something up your butt and you'll be a sucker and okay, bend right on over and take that too.
Exactly. That's how we got to test. Like, come on, fam. Like, no, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why we got this situation we're in now, because we don't have no fight in us no more as a, you know, a group of people.
No.
The fight, the big fight is gone.
Agreed, bro. Agreed. You know what I'm saying? And
that's
it's
why
sad,
I didn't have a problem
but...
when them folks stormed the Capitol. When they stormed the Capitol and was clowning, hey, didn't bother me not one bit. I'm like, yeah, go on and tie that thing up.
Yeah.
See, that's what it's going to take.
Yeah. But again, them the same folks that's giving pushback, you know, against the vaccine. Like, I don't know, you know, how black people, I don't know if we pushing back. Like, I ain't really in the loop to check the temperature. Like, are we pushing back against it, or are we just falling in line? But I know I see a lot of Caucasian people that are pushing back. A lot of them are getting it, too. A lot of them are going with the program, too. But it's a large number that's pushing back as well. So, you know, I assume it's probably the same on the black side, you know, with some going with the program and some pushing back. But, yeah, we just got
to
recognize what time
it is. From black people, some of the black people that I talked to, I've seen some people who just went ahead and did it because, you know, they just got tired of dealing with it. They just got tired of feeling uncomfortable by their employer,
And so they just went ahead and did it. I got some family members who just went ahead and did it because they're just tired of it. They're just tired
right.
of the
right.
And I think that's what the administration feel like. If they keep pressuring you enough, that, you know, eventually enough people will go ahead and take it to where when they come down to the last few who remain, people who haven't, you know, they ain't got that many people to deal with at that point. You know, it's only a small selection of people that's gonna be left where they can be like, okay, we're gonna have to do some extreme measures on them. But I think for the
right.
most part, people just wanna live their lives out here. They don't want to deal with this stuff. People just trying to make a living and survive out here.
Yep. Yep. But again, the government gotta keep control over the people, and fear is one of the main things that they use to control people is fear. Fear of death, fear of your health being jeopardized, fear of this, fear of that. So the fear campaign is real, and then you get a lot of people just falling in line based on what the news is reporting, you feel me, and they just fall in line. But if you just sit back and analyze what's going on, you could just ask questions, which is what I be doing. I just be asking questions, man. You got to make it make sense. If, you know, 1 + 1, you telling me it equals 3, I'm like, nah, I kind of know better. You know what I'm saying? You got to make it make sense. You can't tell me 1 + 1 is 3, and I'm just going to roll with it just because I'm scared. No. You know, make it make sense. But yeah, fam, we've been going for a minute. This is Collective Minds Radio. We are here. Make sure y'all hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. Let us know what's on your mind. There's been a lot of things going on. Before we get to the call line, just real quick, also this in the news, rapper Travis Scott had a concert where 8 people died. You know, it was an Astroworld concert, I believe, in Houston, and they had some type of stampede. It was, you know, I believe 20-some people injured, and actually 8 people died. And it was just a bad melee of things. So I did want to put that out there. There was a report that I don't know if they sweeping under the rug, but there was a report that one of the people at the concert was sticking people with opioids. And that's what kind of started the stampede. Now, I don't know, you know, that was one of the reports, so I can't really verify that, but I did see that in one of the reports.
One of the guards stuck in the neck with one. With it.
Yeah, somebody was out. So that's one of the things, family. If you out at these places where you got large crowds, you know, you got maniacs, you got people that do all type of, you know, nefarious things and whatnot, you got to be careful out here. You talking about somebody, just think somebody stick you with a needle filled with opioids? Like, come on, fam. Then what you going to do? Once it's in your bloodstream, you done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to be careful at these places where you have large crowds and, you know, just all types of people. You really have to, you know, be careful and watch your back. But, you know, condolences to those 8 people that lost their life and whatnot. But, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there because that was in the news. And that was, again, what Ryan just talked about with the energy of daylight savings time. And it's just a lot of weird things been happening. You know, I would say within the last week, you know what I'm saying? Even some personal things that, you know, that have been happening, some people that I knew, it's just a weird energy out there, you know, these past few days. So, family, you know, just be careful and don't get zapped by the weird energy out here. You know what I'm saying? Protect yourself spiritually and mentally, you feel me? But I digress. We can hit the call lines. Make sure y'all hit us up, 929-477-1697.
Okay, before I do, though, I wanted to bring up something real brief, too, in case somebody want to say something about this. But you guys know of the lady, I think her name is Jenna Ryan, that Texas real estate agent who flew to D.C. on that private plane and to storm the Capitol. But she made a tweet saying that it's definitely sorry, I have blonde hair, white skin, a great job, a great future, and I'm not going to jail. Sorry to rain on your hater parade. I did nothing wrong.
Whoa.
She made that tweet.
Oh.
And basically, she said
you're making a point.
Yeah,
you
but here's the
there,
thing.
Right.
They only gave her 60 days after she did the tweet. And that's the only reason why they gave her the 60 days is because she did the tweet.
Wow.
And they gave her 60 days, and they saying that that's a harsh punishment. 60
wow.
days ain't nothing.
Wow, look, see.
So look,
family.
People say that, so now that they sentenced her to 60 days, now people are like, yeah, see, this is what you get. You talked all that you still going to prison. I'm like, whatever. She ain't really going to prison.
No, she ain't going to no prison.
That's nothing.
She going to.
I'm like,
yeah, she going to camp.
She got 60 days. What she do? But they're trying to psychologically make people feel comfortable with what she received.
This is what I'm
so
saying,
now you
family.
Are
like,
ooh, yeah, look at you now. You going to jail. So I feel like psychologically they're trying to make people okay with the fact that she got only 60 days. And they like, she received
wow.
the harshest punishment.
Right. Now, look, I can't agree with my brother Mufasa. I had no problem with them people storming the Capitol. My problem comes on the back end with these people getting slaps on the wrist. I said this a few weeks ago. When I mentioned with the brother who got the longest sentence, and he didn't even storm the Capitol. But again,
exactly.
these people, the Mayo militia, they stormed the Capitol, caused an insurrection, tried to overthrow a government, and they're getting slaps on the wrist because they friends with the people that they were storming on are their cousins and they relatives.
Yeah.
Like, this is white supremacy at its finest. White power at its finest. These people can storm the Capitol. People died that day. You feel what I'm saying? People died, and these people are getting slaps on the wrist because
and don't nobody
again
call
they got the complexion
about,
for the protection.
She is going to prison. She got sentenced to 60 days. That 60 days is nothing. Don't even come up in here talking about that. That's nothing. That's a psychological method to try to make somebody feel like it's okay. You want somebody to be okay with this 60 days, knowing it ain't nothing, and they're trying to make it seem like this is a harsh punishment, and it's not.
Exactly.
She's not going to jail. Sorry, I have blonde hair, white skin, and a great job, a great future, and I'm not going to jail. Sorry to rain on your hater parade. I did nothing wrong. After that, she got
dang. I mean, hey, she, yeah. So we just got to know what time it is, who we playing with. When it comes to the system, they're going to get the benefit of the doubt. And if you have melanin, darker skin, you're going to get the book thrown at, or you're going to get the harshest punishment in most cases. And they're going to resort to, well, it's the law. There's nothing we can do. Look, this is what the law says. But when it comes to them, you know, we could, yeah, there's nothing we can do. We just have to let her go. You know what I'm saying? We had to give her 60 days. What can we like? So we know what time it is. We don't know what time it is and what game we're playing, and that we are at war, and the people who control the institutions are going to look out and give other people, you know, that look like them the benefit of the doubt. That's just something we need to know and come to terms with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just
so,
face the facts.
So
like, I like the truth. I like the fact that she said that because it lets me know what it is, and it should let other black people know what time it is.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
and
it's no surprise, really. She just said the obvious.
And keep in mind, everybody, they have already categorized this as the harshest punishment. Just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
60 days is the harshest punishment
right.
for that day. So for November
no,
6th,
look,
that's
I
happened.
Seen a
60 days is the
right,
harshest
I seen
punishment.
I seen an article that was describing the riot, and they called them rally goers. They called them rally goers, not rioters, not insurrectionists. Rally goers. So a lot of times they use propaganda, they use the media, they use these soft terms to describe, you know, they do a lot of the cooking with words. You know what I'm saying? The words that the media use and all these things to describe different situations, and they can really, you know, it's really just propaganda, basically. But they call these people rally goers. So, again, this is what we're dealing with. The media's on their side. The government's on their side, obviously. And, yeah, they got the complexion for the protection. And it is what it is. So, yeah. Y'all want to hit the call lines. I digress.
Okay. Area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
And you guys are blowing things all out of perspective.
All out of perspective.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Hell, that cop that shot Abbott, he should be in jail for murdering that woman.
Hilarious. Stop it.
Look at the little black boy, the young black teenager, 18-year-old, that shot them four people in their school. He got a slap on the wrist.
No, he's going to trial. He just got a bail amount. He's going to trial, though. He didn't get no slap on the wrist. He just bailed out like they gave Kyle Rittenhouse a bail, and he was able to get out of jail.
Kyle Rittenhouse bailed over $1 million.
And how did he pay that? He got a GoFundMe, and it was paid.
And then they had a party for him when he came home?
Oh, they did all that. He was missing for a minute. They've been protecting Kyle Rittenhouse.
No, I ain't saying Kyle Rittenhouse. I'm saying that black kid. They would have footage on Kyle Rittenhouse.
Okay, you found
the FBI
uniform.
Did.
Okay, you found a needle in a haystack.
Ain't no needle. Well, yeah, they withheld the evidence. They withheld footage.
What else you got for us, Carl?
Kyle Rittenhouse. The guy that he shot was trying to take the gun away from him. Also, same way happened to that guy in Georgia. Wasn't he trying to take the gun from those citizen arrestees, the rifle? He got shot.
Really?
Yes.
So how did that make you feel? It's still like, okay, let me ask you this. I'm about to ask you a question. So you've given us these examples, and your example is supporting what idea? What are you wanting us to take from your
people
examples?
People are lying. Like Kyle Rittenhouse is on film showing him with a first aid kit, asking people do they need any help, any medication, so on, so on, so on.
Oh, my goodness. No, he specifically went out there to – no, family.
No, he did not. He had a first aid kit.
No. He specifically went out there to shoot somebody.
He had
a
first aid kit.
People pick up props all the time. So just because he had a first aid kit, that solidifies
well,
the fact
King
that he
had a prop on his neck then when he supposedly got shot, right?
So you
didn't have no costume. He had a first aid kit.
That could be a prop.
They went there to protect the car dealership the same way the Oath Keeper was keeping protection of businesses in Ferguson.
Okay.
Black and white Oath Keepers.
Okay, great. So that's what you say.
I ain't saying anything. It happened.
He's right. He's
okay,
right. Okay,
but okay, you're,
sorry,
you're
but
speaking
right.
in the context of him.
No,
so you said that he was there to protect. You used his prop kit as an example to support what
you're
saying.
You're just making up stuff, Roger. Look, we ain't going to fall for this stuff.
I'm saying everything that you said. You said he had a first aid kit.
The man did not
have
no prop first aid kit. He had a for real first aid kit. And you could hear him.
Yeah.
You can hear him being interviewed by some people said, asking about being treated. So the man is a hero. Now he wasn't there indiscriminately shooting people. The man he shot in the arm had a gun in his other hand. What did he say?
Yeah,
he said he wished he had a shot him. He called him an N. Didn't he call Kyle an N?
I don't know.
It was on. It was on. It was being recorded. He called Kyle an N or something. They were chasing to get the N. You had a black man run when he tripped and fell. You had this grown black man wearing about a 24 shoe going to come up and try to stop him. And Kyle rolled over, and the black man turned and run with his back to Kyle. Well, Kyle, if he was there with ill intent, he could have shot him in the back. But no, he was well disciplined in his training.
He shot two people.
Because they was trying to harm him. One was trying to hit him in the head with a skateboard on the edge of the board. He's a good man, young man. If I had a son, I want him to be like Kyle Rittenhouse.
Hilarious. Okay. A white supremacist, huh? You want to be a white supremacist?
Well, Obama said he wanted Trayvon to be his son. Joe Biden.
Son, caller, he would be like him.
Joe Biden blocked the release of the JFK files.
It's getting hot in here.
What's that?
I like that lady that's lieutenant governor, that black woman. I mean, that Jamaican woman. I ain't calling her black. She's Jamaican American. Posing with an AR-15. She's there to protect John Durham investigation of Dashenko on the Russian collusion and showing that there was nothing more than a defamation of Donald Trump, like people always said. And then Joe Biden, in a diary by his daughter, talking about how he was taking showers with her.
Oh, with who? He was taking showers with
his daughter. It was in her diary.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's a creep. I mean, yeah, he's a creep.
You voted for him.
No, I did not. No, I did not. We're not doing that.
And see, here we talk about critical race theory. 50 years ago, they had a critical race theory that was produced by a man by the name of Rudolf Acuna. He was the progenitor of it. It was a Latino critical race theory. They were not calling the United States evil, talking about white supremacists, or trying to throw it on the other ethnic groups like you see the people that's pushing what we hear in the news all the time. It was a Latino critical race theory. 50 years ago, what was that, about 72? Somewhere around in there?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Well, it is interesting.
It's not the United States that's evil. It's the white supremacists who are in control that are the evil ones. So it's not the United States. It's the people in control.
Let me tell you something. The people you say are in control, some of them faces just as black as yours. And I tell you
and
what.
They're control. And then
I produce a file. And I'm going to send word to Mustafa. And you get on the phone, and we go over those 16 links, and I'll show you. You'd be surprised. You would be surprised if you want to do it. You guys have been fooled. But anyway, what else going on?
You tell us. They passed your boy Biden infrastructure bill this week, $1.2 trillion or something. So he got that through.
Me and Mustafa's going down to the board. I'm going to be the kid, and he's going to be the father. They're going to turn us away, and we're going to sue. We'll let the ACLU sue for us.
That,
and the bill don't have too much in there about no infrastructure. See, them daggone 13 Republicans switched over to support that. Democrats had enough votes to do it by themselves. It don't make no difference. Blacks going to vote for them anyway. Look at Kathy Hughes trying to get Al Sharpton to come to Richmond, Virginia, to try to convince blacks to pass the proposition that would allow the casino to pass, which she would have probably owned, calling it Warren.
Kathy Hughes.
Anyway, why don't you guys go ahead and get the other callers? Because you ain't got over from last week. I can tell it in your voice.
Right on, caller.
Hello, Tiaki.
Appreciate you.
Brother Tiaki coming in with the heat.
Exactly. Okay. Hey, Kofi, one. I was going to say something, but I'm going to leave. I'ma end it nicely. End it nicely. Okay, area code 319-572. Call me on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Ooh, y'all been all over the place. About five topics.
Yes,
today,
sir.
Huh?
Yeah, we got a lot for you. We got a lot on the table for you.
Well, we might as well let everybody else and know besides y'all, but y'all, in case everybody else, well, y'all know I've been sitting here with the COVID since the beginning of the month.
Yeah, how's it going?
And all I can say is the first couple days put me down. You know, I get over it. Over it real quick. The only thing is, you got to get used to eating food again. Cause it don't taste like nothing. It's all Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, you lost your taste, right?
Huh?
Yeah, you lost your taste and your smell, right?
Yeah, taste and smell. So
that's hard.
So I decided. And these last few days being quarantined have been great. It's been great. I done got a lot done around the house. So I'm debating if I'm even going to go back to work.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I mean, it's something when you get a taste of not having to clock in somewhere and being able to just do your own thing. I always say work is overrated.
But I guess what some people say I would be one of the lucky ones. And here's the messed up thing is I smoke a pack of cigarettes a day. I should have been gone. But I'm not going to joke too much about that because on the real though, my nieces and nephews or my godchildren were scared to death when they heard I had COVID because of what they're teaching these kids in school. They actually was asking their dad if I was going to die and everything else.
They got everybody thinking you had a death sentence.
Yeah. I woke up this morning, they was dropping me off get well cards. So.
Yeah, the propaganda is real.
Yeah, but at least I can. At least I don't have to worry about getting a shot now.
Yes, sir.
But then I wanted to touch a little on Kyle Rittenhouse real quick. How is he being labeled a white supremacist when he shot two white guys, and one of them just happened to be a sex offender? They just be shot anyway. So how is he racist?
Well, You want my answer?
He dropped two white criminals. You don't hear them white parents in there crying out or hollering about nothing. They be like, okay. He shot two white people.
Right.
At a Black
Lives Matter protest. No, listen to what I'm saying. He shot two white people, no doubt. White on white crime. But he shot two white people at a Black Lives Matter protest. So when that happens in white world, Those are called, you know, what's the term? Nigger lovers. Those are nigger lovers.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What would you do if I walked up on you and I tried to take your gun away from you? What would you do? You gonna let me take your gun away from you? Or are you gonna fight me?
No.
And possibly use your gun against me? Or are you just gonna let me take your gun? You're just gonna be a punk and let me take your gun?
No.
Okay. So he did right.
But because,
the question is, what would they have done if Kyle Rittenhouse would have let them take the gun? Now, they're already fellas, not supposed to have any guns. So if they would have got a hold of Kyle Rittenhouse's gun, what crimes would they may have committed with that gun?
Family. He went to the protest specifically looking for somebody to shoot, bro. He went there looking for somebody.
I seen the videos of him one time running around with fire extinguishers putting out dumpster fires.
He went there specifically looking for somebody to shoot, bro.
No, he went up there to help protect businesses. I've seen videos of him running around with a fire extinguisher.
That's not his job. That's not his job. So are you deputizing Kyle Rittenhouse? Are you the man to deputize
him? If I would have had a gun, and you try to take my gun from me, I would have shot you too. No question
about
that.
You're not talking about that. Are you deputizing Kyle Rittenhouse? Are you saying he's the law and he can protect businesses that's not even his? Is that what you're saying? That he has nothing to do with.
How is he a racist for shooting two white people trying to steal his gun?
No, he is a white supremacist.
And then he's supposed to let the other guy just come up and hit him in the head with a skateboard? Have you ever been hit in the head with a skateboard? If I hit you across your forehead with that skateboard, it would have killed you.
All right, hold on, wait a minute. One second, caller. I got a question. So if he was black, what's wrong with going somewhere to try to help protect the businesses? I mean, is that a bad thing to do?
No.
To say you want to go and protect businesses, what's wrong with that? Like, I hear what you're saying, Brother Kev, about, you know, deputizing him, but at the same time, if he felt that that was the right thing to do was to go and help people protect their businesses, what's wrong with that?
But the thing is, he wasn't even by no businesses when he shot the people, so he wasn't protecting businesses. I'm looking at the video. He was not by no business.
The gas station was boarded up. Look at the video.
The gas station was boarded up. There was nothing to protect. What is he doing? There's nothing
to protect.
Just because
you board something up doesn't mean you can't still destroy it.
No, the family. Nobody was even in the gas station, though. So he wasn't protecting businesses. So that argument of him protecting businesses does not apply.
Okay, so what was he doing with that fire? So you're saying he was playing jackass with the fire extinguisher, running around blowing the fire extinguisher up people's butt?
He went out there looking for people to shoot. He felt like...
He didn't go out there looking for people to shoot. People went out there looking to get shot.
No, he felt like...
If you were trying to take my gun away from me, I would have shot you too.
He felt like
I'm already on the ground. I'm gonna shoot you too. No question.
Stop it, fam.
So
no, fam. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
I'm not gonna
he
let
out
you
there specifically look for somebody to shoot.
I'm not even gonna let you hit me.
Right, but why would
as soon as you make that threat walk towards me?
Why would you go somewhere instigating? Why would you go somewhere instigating, and then when somebody bops you over the head, you shoot him?
He went out there with his AR rapper, Black Lives Matter, trying to walk away from those people who were attacking him.
He was instigating.
No, he okay, whatever.
He was instigating.
White man bad, black man good, white man bad.
That's what you said, Carla.
But that's just like tonight, the Packers got to take responsibility. Instead of taking responsibility for that, they lost. They just don't blame Roy. They just don't blame the quarterback who was out for COVID. So you can be like the Packers and place the blame on someone else instead of saying, okay, it is what it is.
Yeah, this dude shot somebody in the back, man. What somebody? Come on, family. He shot somebody in the back. I'm looking at the court papers now, bro. Like, come on, fam. He shot somebody in the back. How are you being attacked? He's shooting somebody in the back. He went out there looking for trouble. Let's just face it. Like, y'all trying to make this dude a hero. Like, he protecting businesses. There was no businesses around to protect. He was at a gas station that was boarded up.
You don't understand white supremacy because
any white person who supports Black Lives Matter or white supremacists look at them as an enemy. Like, what are you talking about?
Tell me about the people he shot. Tell me about them.
One of the people was running away from him, and he shot him in the back. I mean, I don't know what. They could be white supremacists too, for all I know. But he shot them in the back.
So it's white supremacist on white supremacist crime then.
I'm not mad at that. I just said he was a white supremacist. Right. I didn't say it wasn't. I just said he was a white supremacist. Like, that's all I said. He was a white supremacist. I'm not defending who he shot. I'm not saying
the white supremacist
who shot
white supremacist.
I'm not saying
any
of that.
Okay.
Right. No problem. Okay. But what I'm saying is he's going to get off because he's white, more than likely on this case. They're making excuses for him already, like he's some hero, like the last caller said, but this dude is not a hero. He went out there looking for somebody to shoot, and he found two victims, and he shot them.
No, the two victims found him.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not defending them. That was, like, it is what it is. I'm not defending them. I don't know what they had going on. But
he
I do know that he went out there trying to investigate and look for some people to shoot.
Okay, Carlos, thank you.
Right.
You got to get
the rescue as long as my arm. So.
Right.
Yeah. But thanks,
yeah, we'll
Carlos.
See how it play out.
Yeah, we'll have to watch that case and see how it ends. Because, I mean, it's like, I don't think him or the last caller was getting in Brother Kev. He wasn't defending anyone. He just clearly pointed out his opinion about he think that the man is a white supremacist and that he's going to get off. Bottom line, that's
yeah,
clear.
I mean, he shot
white people. I mean, you just clearly set up the reason why he shot them. You basically said they was attacking him, hitting him upside the head. Yeah, he's just defending himself at that point. It don't matter what color, what they are. He's just defending himself. But the bottom line is he was outside of his jurisdiction. He didn't live in that area. He was there on some whatever. You know, that wasn't his area. He's so loving of people that he went all the way out there and did all these.
He drove all the way up there. I was away. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would be suspicious of him too. But nevertheless, we can get to another caller.
Maybe he
hey,
was a
coach.
Patriot.
Yeah, probably.
No, Patriots are. What do you mean? Patriots are white supremacists. We already broke that down. The Patriots are white supremacists. They use that to disguise their racism. You see all the white people with flags, American flags, talking about their Patriots? Those are the biggest white supremacists. Like, we already know this. Like, come on, man.
Hey, code 314-616. You're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment? Okay,
hey,
calling
hey,
you.
Hello?
Hey, Colin.
I'm sorry.
You have a question or comment?
No. You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
You have a question.
We can hear you.
Comment?
Okay. I'm sorry. Y'all was going to step in and say radio has been reporting that they down to 1,000 deaths a day or whatever, and they're trying to encourage you to, you know, get the kids vaccinated. You're over 5 or whatever. So overall, you know, I think that everyone on this line kind of agrees that it's just a big psyop being ran. And even with the testing,
right.
I really think that the testing is not even for the COVID. I think the testing is trying to see if you have the antibodies. I've seen clips that are suggesting that they have nanoparticles in these testing tubes that are, you know, potentially sending messages to your body. And y'all know, man, like the thing with me, the shot, it's a no, you know, and I find it interesting that the way that the COVID agenda is being pushed is, from what I'm hearing from people, it's really like that in America, more so than other countries. I have a friend of mine that just went to Jordan a few weeks ago. She told me that you didn't even know that COVID was out there. But interestingly enough, Africa collectively is a continent with the lowest COVID numbers, even though we know that the numbers are embellished. Why are we sending 50 million vials of the vaccine over there? Doesn't make sense.
Right.
I'm going to say this and I'm going to let you guys go. I saw something, I don't know what state it was, but it was a black lady that said she had decided she was going to go ahead and get the Pfizer. And, you know, she made arrangements for the appointment, and she put on the application thing that she was white. And she elected not to get the shot in her neighborhood because I always tell people, I said, whatever kind of vaccine they're giving, whether it's something to get your kids in school, whether it's the COVID, you're going to always find a higher concentration in poor areas that are populated by black people and brown people. So she gets out in the suburbs, and the lady's pulling her information up and saw that she wasn't white and told her she couldn't get the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's
yes, sir. I saw that.
You know, so it's like, you know, nobody knows what's in that damn thing. So why couldn't you get the shot? And, I mean, like, even though she's non-white, I thought we lived in a post-racial society. And also you have people with certain genitalia to identify as something else. So if I'm a man and think I'm a woman, it should be nothing to think I'm white. So just want to get your feedback on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Colin. Appreciate that, Colin. Yeah, I did hear about that story.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm
not surprised. I mean, it's been, you know, call me a conspiracy theory. So I've been saying they send in different vials and different vaccines to certain zip codes and areas than they are to, you know, other areas. So I think there's different batches. That's why you got all these labels and numbers on these vaccines and barcodes. They send in certain batches to certain areas and giving people different vaccines. Some people may have some placebos where it ain't even no vaccine, and some people may be getting some other stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I don't trust it, and I'm sticking to that story. So,
you know, all right. Let's try to get to some of these callers before we wrap it up. Callers, I'm going to bring you in. Let's try to keep it going. Area code 315-767. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment, make it plain, caller.
Y'all don't wore me out with all that arguing. I'm going to go ahead and keep on listening.
God, yes, indeed.
thanks for listening. for this caller. We appreciate it. Area code 909-737. Caller, you're on Reflect the Mind Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I just want to agree with the previous gentleman about the vaccines. I think he's right as far as the different vials containing different stuff in each one, because it just seems to me you have people that are getting sick and having reactions, even dying. But you can't have them all dying at the same time, because then that will raise suspicions. So you have batches going here, batches going there that are the vaccine, and then the other ones are the placebos. I mean, otherwise, how do you explain right. people that have nothing wrong with them all of a sudden ending up in the hospital and then dying, you know, like a week or two after the vaccine, they get vaccinated.
Right.
And, I mean, it right. just seems like they're, I mean, forgive me for my tinfoil hat or whatever, but it's a way of population control, and they're sick people.
Hmm.
But
yes,
I enjoy
indeed.
Your show. I was just listening, and I've just remembered you guys were on. I just wanted to catch the last 20 minutes. I love your show. So keep doing what you're doing and getting the information out there and having that open discussion. I love it.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Totally appreciate it. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So.
Because like they were saying,
you know,
if you put them in all in one area, then, yeah, it's going to raise suspicion. If they're going to do something like that, only a smart person would know that you have to ration it out. You know, it has to be rationed in different areas, you know, to prevent someone to detect, oh, my God, over here in Virginia, in this area, everybody's dying. So, yeah, you have to ration it out.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I believe population control is a real thing, you know. They talked about it, your boy Bill Gates. They be having these world conferences about it, and, you know, they think that the planet is overcrowded, like Queen Raja believes as well. So they want to taper that population, you know what I mean? They want to get folks under control, get that population down, get that body count up, and this is one of the agendas that I believe that they're using to do that, you know what I'm saying? So, amongst
now you
other things,
whatever they're trying to do, I don't want it. Whatever they're trying to
what's
do,
that?
They could be trying to just make people docile. I don't want that. I don't know
what
it's doing. I ain't messing with it.
Right. They could be doing that too.
Brother,
they could just be
like,
yeah, like you said.
Like you say,
the planet is overcrowded. Right? Ain't that what you said? That's
yeah,
one of your points.
Yeah. Yeah, I do believe that we are overpopulated. Not that I don't believe that the planet can't house us and manage us. I think that it's just too many people to manage themselves and stay on a certain accord to, you know, to be civil. Everybody wants to do their own thing.
Right. So do you think we need to kill off some people, or how do we manage the overpopulation? Should we Thanos snap them, or what are we doing?
No, I personally wouldn't take that approach to kill the ones that's here now. It's like, hey, you make your bed, you lie in it. I just figure that we can, if anything can be done from my way of doing things, I would just start from where we are today, and just have more responsible births, you know. And I think it's all about that. I think if we will have more responsible births and take more time in grooming a quality person, I think then we can be on this earth and be able to cohabitate and manage things a lot better. But right now, people are too messed up, you know. People on too much stuff, too much chemical consumption, drink chemical, eat chemical, breathe chemical. And we don't have the right stuff. We just don't have quality people right now. So everybody just running rapid, doing everything, not making good quality decisions. That people don't care about anything. People don't have great emotions and all that. So, you know.
And so
right.
they got so much free will, they're going to keep on having sex and producing these children anyway. If y'all remember, my brilliant idea, which I still to this day believe is brilliant and fantastic, my idea is just go ahead and give males children of what you call that, the vasectomy?
Yeah, from when they're born.
And when it's time to have a child, you have to be married and you have to prove that you're capable of bringing a life into this world, and then you get it reversed and you have a baby. I think people should fill out applications to have babies these days. I think they need proper screening and all that. Like, we got to sit back and look at you like you know, you're applying for a job. You got to prove that you're worthy to bring life into this planet. That's where I'm at with it. I know that sounds sick and twisted, but I think it's effective.
Well, I mean, so as population control, what Bill Gates is doing is effective. So, I mean, it's just a matter of what you, how you trying to do it. I mean, it's a lot of things that can.
But he's killing.
Yeah.
He's killing people, though. See, my idea, you're not killing anyone. That's why I like my idea, because you're not killing. You're just preventing people from bringing unwanted children or children not going to be getting taken care of into the world. Instead of killing people off, you're just preventing people from coming into the planet. That's why I like my
now,
idea.
Now, see, I think we missing a major point. We missing a major point is the society raises people like this. The way society is and the problems that we have with people doing this and can't control themselves is because we're taught that from birth. We're taught that through school. We taught that through religion. We're taught that through growing up. We're not taught how to control our emotions. We're not taught how to think. We're taught what to think. The whole school system is outdated, and as you see, it's raising low-quality people, and that's by design. Like, the people who designed this society, we think is all great, but the people who designed it want it like this, even though they make it seem like they don't. But they want the violence. They want the killings. They want you to not be able to control your sexual urges and have babies and do all this. Is what they want. You feel what I'm saying? Because that separates the people. You know, that separates the wealthy from the poor. You know what I'm saying? People who are uncontrollable with their emotions and desires. Like, this is what people are taught in these institutions, and this is the way they want this stuff to be. Like, we totally missing that. This is the way they want it to be. So until the people realize that, you know, then we go keep this vicious cycle going. But this is what they want.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, that's true.
So,
you know, that is true. It definitely helps the powers to be for it to be set up.
Right, because as long as the people are fighting each other and sexing each other and, you know, this and that, we never focus on the powers that be and say, hold up, we have control. We can do this. We have control. Just like with the vaccines, we have control. If everybody just walk out and say, no, I'm not taking it, what are the companies going to do? Because they need the people. You know what I'm saying? But as long as we fighting amongst each other and killing each other and stealing each other wives and sexing and doing all this, the powers that be can just sit back. It's like the Squid Game. Yeah, it's like the movie The Squid Game. They can just sit back and watch the people just run around recklessly.
Basically, you know, those kind of things. They already have things programmed. You come here, things are already programmed, set out. You just follow the guidelines and the rules. Bam, 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 do this and keep you all confused. Keep going through the same thing that everybody else is doing. That is true.
Real quick before you sign us off, Roger, I just wanted to tell people, be prepared, especially in Illinois and Missouri. I don't know if y'all got the email, but Spire's possibly saying there might be some issues with the pipeline getting closed, and you might have shutdowns with our natural gas. So go out and get you some heaters. We can talk about it some more next week. Be prepared. Yeah, we'll talk about it some more next week.
I was intending to tell you about it.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, we want to thank everybody for tuning in with us this Sunday. Please tune in with us each and every Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Like always, any show topic ideas, send us an email, collectthemines@yahoo.com. Find us on Facebook, Find us on Twitter. Find us on Instagram.
We gon' get into some things.
Hey.
Waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking.